Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. It's really good to be with you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by foodwithdave.com. And one day until the railroad strike, one day to Armageddon. People say, Dave, only 28% of food stuff gets transferred by train. Yeah, wait a minute. The DOT, Department of Transportation, says 62% of food and agriculture. So if you think this is an accident that the federal mediators are doing next to nothing, and this is what I'm getting from the people inside the trade negotiations, yes, they're pissed. They're pissed. They're treated like garbage. They've had enough. They're being worked to the bone, and trucking cannot pick up the slack because they're at full capacity while diesel rises. May I suggest at this late time you get your food as quickly as possible if you haven't done so? So that's foodwithdave.com. And then one more sponsor here that we'll get to real quickly is this, ladies and gentlemen. We got a problem. Mike Lindell got accosted by the FBI yesterday. Mike Lindell, whose crime was daring to question the integrity of an election. That's a protected First Amendment right. And they stole his phone from which he conducts his business. And by the way, I happen to know that part is true as well. And they treated him like a common criminal. They're raiding Republicans all across the country. And ladies and gentlemen, hear me and hear me clearly. You're next. You're next. If you don't think that the Democrats at some point to quell political opposition won't go to concentration camps, think again. They will. But right now, let's support Mike with his great product line that they offered to us for our audience, 50% off. 50% off for 2-for-1. MyPillow.com. That's right. Go to MyStore.com. This is our designation. MyStore.com. Coupon code Hodges for 50% savings or 2-for-1 offers on everything that they have. Everything. And we had all their stuff pretty much before the Lindell people contacted us and said, Dave, we'd like to do business with you. And I'm telling you now, more than ever, it's really important that if you have a need in this area, you need some bedding, this is the place you go. So hats off to Mike Lindell. Sorry you're going through this, Mike. We will turn this around. Our guest is Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. He's agreed to do a quick drop in here. And we are going to talk about a series of catastrophic events that are coming together at one time. Bob, welcome to the show. I know our time with you is short, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
Dave, you know, what you're saying right now, you know, I was, I'm not going to get too graphic, but I was at a sermon this weekend, okay? And, the pastor was blaming COVID for this dramatic drop in church membership, okay? And I'm making a point here, so just so you'll know. And I sat there and I think, you know, Sang Soo, if you don't know your enemy, let's just say I get mad because of what I see on the TV. You know, the best way to solve it is to shoot your TV, right, Dave? That'll solve it, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm fighting the wrong enemy. COVID, it was everybody. I hear all these pastors around the country trying to blame COVID for what we see going on. The church membership's down. COVID. You know, Sang Soo, we are fighting the gravest spiritual war, Dave, since the days of Noah. The gates of hell have been unleashed not only on our nation, this world, our families, our children, Dave, are being raped and brutalized in schools. I mean, they're encouraging the rape and brutalization of our children in schools. We have an Ohio Democrat hopeful. You saw Tim Ryan, what he said. This country, this is quote, I'm reading it right off Fox right here. Mm-hmm. This country, he's a Senate nominee, needs to kill and confront the extremist Republicans.
Yes, yes, he did.
I'm reading it. That's what he said on MSNBC.
Talk. Let's call it what it is, Bob. It's genocidal talk.
We are fighting
talk.
A battle, Dave. I think most people out there don't have a clue of the battle that we're really facing. We are facing spiritual wickedness on a level that only Noah saw it. Only Noah saw it. It's not been seen on planet Earth. And I want people this to sink in deeply. It has not been seen on planet Earth since the days of Noah. It was not seen in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was not seen in the most depraved places in Rome. It was not seen in the gravest parts of what they used to call, let's just say, the ungospelized parts of the world where cannibalism all practice the darkest of dark places. It was not seen anywhere until today. And most people think, this is the thinking of most people, well, if we just get the Congress back, we'll win this battle. We're not going to win this battle that way, Dave. These people are calling for your head. You talked about concentration camps. Dave, how do you take this? You know, Herr Tim Ryden, you know, good member of the, the Nazi party here, Ohio Democrat, Senate hopeful. Now, do you think he's going to say this without the approval of a lot of other people? Tim Ryan says country needs to be to kill and confront the extremist Republicans. This is a spirit of murder. This is a spirit that it wants to come against every decent, wholesome, good, godly thing in this nation. Now, I would say that if you consider yourself in the good, decent, godly group, kill and confront you because you're an extremist Republican. We don't understand the battle we're in. We see a battle right now, 87,000. It's manifesting in the physical. COVID was a weapon that they used to come against us, but it's not. It's not the headquarters for the battle. The headquarters for this battle that we're in, Dave, is Luciferian to the core. He is using his soldiers, the commands are coming out of hell itself, the fallen realm where Lucifer dwells. They're coming out of that realm to his minions to come to your door, to take everything you have, and then to kill you. Now, I don't think anybody can deny this anymore, Dave. I just don't. It's so in your face. What Herr Biden said the other day, that, you know, with the blood-red, satanic, Luciferian, red horse rider background, you know what he said? And then we see it manifested. I mean, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. I mean, don't we have that right anymore?
No.
And we have to understand the reason churches are losing memberships, the reason we see church membership at an all-time low, is because the Bible tells us that in this time, seducing spirits would be unleashed on the world. Doctrines of demons would be unleashed on the world. Men would become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And we see all this happening, but we still want to smash the TV thinking it'll win. I'm using that as a metaphor. Is that we're attacking the wrong enemy. We don't understand the true enemy here. Yes, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and that whole gaggle of, you know, demon-possessed people are my enemy. The tools of government have been weaponized against godly people. They are my enemy. But we have to understand this battle is a spiritual battle, and the weapons I have, you know, imagine me fighting the Battle of Hastings, Dave, and for anybody that's mid-century, middle, you know, I think 1100, Battle of Hastings. Imagine me fighting the Battle of Hastings, and, you know, the enemy had his sword, spears, horsemen, you know, all those things, and I had Apache attack helicopters and indirect fire weapons. It would be such a one-sided battle. And, you know, the church, good people, have such spiritual power, Dave, and we don't use it. We throw away the most powerful weapons that the universe knows of, the weapons of our warfare, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. We throw away those nuclear weapons in the face of an enemy, and we say, well, I want some swords too, and I'll fight him with swords. I mean, it's literally insanity because, as Hank Sue said, we have to know our enemy. We don't know our enemy. We're fighting the wrong battle, and we are catastrophically losing this fight, Dave. And I don't think we have to the end of the year before some dramatic thing happens.
We do not have until the
election.
Bob,
where it ends.
Bob, we don't have until the election.
Dave, I can't agree more. Never in my spirit. When I pray, and my wife and I pray every morning and every evening, we come together and pray. We pray for you. We pray for Steve. We pray for people. You know, just I pray for myself. You know, I pray for my health. You know, all those things we pray for. We praise God, worship him, and thank him for his truth. But I want to. This is a call to battle this morning, and not a battle we, not an AR-15 battle, because you're not going to win it that way. It's not going to be won that way. You are facing the most heinous, evil, dark, black, satanic devilry the world has faced since Noah's day. And I don't know if I can paint it any clearer than that. You are facing people who want to eat your children, that do eat your children. And I'm sorry that this is a family program, but that's what they're doing. The adrenochrome, I mean, the whole thing, we know what goes on. People used to mock, you know, child pedophilia is everywhere. People used to mock that. And now we see it is everywhere. It's in our schools. Kids are being, you know, satanically abused right in front of our face. And you know what? We need to get Donald Trump back in office. Donald Trump's not going to save us. Only the Lord Jesus Christ at this point can save this nation. And it's only going to be happened by a powerful and mighty revival. Dave, I mean, here they are, 87,000 IRS agents, and they're not going to come after anybody less than $400,000. Yeah, they had an amendment they offered to say that, and the Democrats refused to sign it. They had an amendment they wanted attached to that, and they wouldn't sign it. So we know they're coming after you and me. Now we see MasterCard and Visa. Have you seen this one? That every gun, every magazine, every piece of ammunition, every round of ammunition, every gun part is now has its own classification with MasterCard, Visa, and other credit cards. That when you buy a gun, a part of a gun, a trigger, you know, a spring or whatever that belongs to a gun, it is going to go into a special category. See, because this is what they're doing. They cannot legally, even though we know they break the law because we know they're such legal people, right? They cannot legally say, you know, well, I know Bob Griswold has three AR-15s because he filled out three 44-73s, got legal background checks, which the government said Bob Griswold's a decent guy, he can own a gun. That's what a background check does. There's nothing in my background that would say, you know, he's you know, him beat his wife, he's never, you know, not a drug user, not all this stuff. So this is how they're backdooring it, Dave, because they're lawless. They're going to use the credit card company's information. Do you see the evil and the nefariousness of what they're doing? So the credit card companies, just like big tech does, gives all that information to the government. So if you buy a gun with a credit card, and even though you fill out that 4473, which the government's not supposed to keep that information more than 72 hours, the credit card company information is going to give it to them. That's a battle. And now they want to say that the 20 to 30 million people who bought a pistol brace, Dave, you know what a pistol brace is. You put it on a like an AR-15 or AK-47, and it takes the stock off and makes a little thing that goes over your wrist so that you can manipulate the weapon better and hold it better, and especially people who may be impaired physically. It gives them a better, you know, ability to shoot the weapon accurately. They legally bought these. They legally own them. They used their hard-earned cash, what the government didn't take away from in taxes, to buy this. And now the government is proposing to say that, well, we've changed our mind. I mean, Dave, you know, yesterday jaywalking was legal. Today it's illegal, but we're going to charge you for what you did yesterday. This is what they're saying. They're going to predate the crime. Excuse me. They're going to predate the crime. And so that you, if you own a pistol brace, are going to have to get your fingerprints, your police chief, the serial number, $200, and all of it, and give it to the government, and you'll be grandfathered in.
Anyone, they'll know. Anyone who does that deserves to lose their citizenship. If they're that damn stupid to comply with...
Well, here's what the government does.
Bob, let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay? But if someone is that dumb to line up and do whatever the government tells you, then they deserve to lose their guns. They deserve to lose their citizenship because they don't know what it means to be an American. And I'm calling on every American, whether you have a brace, you don't have a brace, doesn't matter. Don't use Visa. Don't use MasterCard. Stand up for yourself, America. Get a frickin' backbone.
Yeah, they've made it so that if you refuse to, you know, file their paperwork, you know, become a compliant Nazi, $250,000 and 10 years in prison per incident. So if I own three pistol braces, that puts me away for the rest of my life and takes all my money away from me, probably more than I have, because that would be $750,000. I mean, this is the level of evil our government has become. It has so far exceeded constitutional limits. You know, now the government's talking about banning cars. Nowhere in the Constitution does the government have any ability to regulate gasoline. It doesn't have any ability to regulate cars. If interstate transportation, yes, they do. But if a car is made in Tennessee, they have no ability to regulate it in Tennessee. None. They have no ability. There's nowhere in the Constitution that gives them the ATF any rights whatsoever. Federal drug laws, all that, none of it. It's so they have gone so far outside the limits of constitutional Republican government. And by Republican, I don't mean the party. I meant a government of a republic. That, I mean, 90% of what they do is illegal. It has gone so far to the extreme. And they are – Lucifer has empowered these people now. They are taking peace from the planet. You and Mike Adams did a great program the other day. This Luciferian-inspired government, and it's just not here. It's all over the world, want to take peace from the planet. And it never in the history of the world would war be like war would be if we had an all-out war today. I mean, we have the ability to shut down the complete infrastructure so that everything we've depended on goes down. We have the ability to obliterate cities and countries with nuclear, biological, chemical weapons. And this red horse of war that the Bible talks about is being pushed on humanity. It's being forced. And so we're at the gravest of time. I just don't want to hear one more preacher say, it's COVID, it's hurt our church membership. Guy, you're looking at a symptom. You're being eaten alive by cancer, and you're looking at a little scab you got on your finger. This is spiritual warfare. We have to understand, I'm going to say it again, Dave, the doctrines of demons. That's what it says in the end of the age. Seducing spirits. This is what's coming on our planet. We see it. All these people in Washington have given into these seducing spirits. I mean, when I say all, I mean, you know, most everyone. I'd like to see some that haven't. But this is craving for power. This craving to be God. And we see it. Nancy Pelosi demonstrates it perfectly. All these people demonstrate it perfectly. This Ohio senator, hopeful, he says he wants to have the power of God. We need to kill these people. We need to kill them. I mean, this is Mein Kampf. He has just written his own version of Mein Kampf.
Okay.
Do we understand that, Dave?
There's so much going on even beyond this. As bad as this is, what I opened the show with, the food, they could, let me just give you this, and I'm going to give you two things to respond to. Number one, this is amazing. Executive Order 13603, introduced in 2011 by Barack Obama, gives Biden the ability to totally take over the railroads. That's why they're going to let this deadline expire and the strike begin. Now, they can force the railroad workers under threat of prison to go back to work. They can force them under Section 501 and the executive order I just mentioned. And I do believe that they may do something like that, or they'll have civil war almost within a month. So that's the first thing. But this is a Biden power grab of the railroad industry, and then they can determine what will be shipped into where. And that's scary. Here's the second thing. It was announced yesterday by Newsom in California that they're going after reparations in Senate Bill 17 in California. Now, this violates existing California law, which says that you can't use race for any kind of equity shift or money shift. They're also going to create racially segregated schools under this bill, and no one but black people. But here's what they don't even define. They don't even tell you what a black person is. Is it, what if there's a mixed race offspring here? 50%? Is it 75%? Is it 58%? The law does not say. It's whatever California says it is. But no white people, no Hispanics need apply. I found out about this from one of my friends, by the way, who is not white. and he thought this was a horrible thing, which it is. And this violates Brown versus Board of Education, 1950 Supreme Court ruling, which said that there's no such thing as separate but equal, that segregation, no matter how equal it is still illegal. And this is a Supreme Court ruling. But do you think that matters to Newsom? No. He's breaking state law. He's breaking federal Supreme Court ruling. He's breaking federal law in doing what he's doing. But no one will hold him accountable because he's a Democrat.
Yet nobody will hold this guy calling for the death of millions of people accountable.
Are you talking
about? I mean, this senator, hopeful, Tim Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dave, can you take this any? And I'll respond to your thing in just a second. Can you take this any other way? We need to confront and kill the extremist Republicans. Well, we all know extremist Republicans are basically anybody other than Mitch McConnell. I mean, if you believe in limited government, you're an extremist Republican. That's what it is. If you believe that the federal government is not God Almighty, the federal government has done a retake of Nebuchadnezzar's dream where he has the statue of gold, you know, and they're actually building it, where he, you know, Nebuchadnezzar saw the statue of gold, silver, bronze, iron and clay, and that was representative of the empires of the world before the end of the age. Well, Nebuchadnezzar the next day got, well, I don't like that statue because I'm only part of the picture. So he built the entire statue of gold. The U.S. government is building a new statue of gold where they are the eternal empire that has the saying of life and death on you. And this is inspired out of the bowels of hell. You know, you talk about executive orders. How about the new one he just signed, 1467? 14067. I'm reading it right now. Legal surveillance of all U.S. citizens. That's constitutional. Complete control of all bank accounts and purchases. Yeah, that's constitutional. The ability to crush free speech and silence opposing voices. They're saying they're doing it. Dave, these people are monsters that are being inspired by the most evil of evil demons or fallen angels that ever existed. You know, at the time of the flood, there were certain of these fallen angels that were so malignant, so evil, so wicked and depraved that God had to lock them into the underworld, Hades. He had to put them into hell. Because if they had been let loose, they would have just done their same thing again, and they would have murdered the entire human race. Because the human race at that time was 8 people, and so he'd have come out and murdered those, and that would have been the end of the human race. So God locked these demons up. But the Bible tells us at the end of the age that the bottomless pit is open, and that might be a one-time opening where everything comes out at one time, or it might be a slow release where things are released upon the earth and on earth because we're slowly boiled alive. That it could be either way, but we are seeing that happen right now in real time, right in front of your face, and our response is let's smash the TV. You know, Dave, I listen to a lot of teaching of the Bible on YouTube and different places, and I visit churches, and very few pastors get this. COVID's the enemy.
They don't want to get it. 501c3. Yeah, well, they don't want to get it.
COVID's the enemy. Our church membership down because of COVID. Dude, you have the enemy at the gate. They are telling you they're going to rape your children. They're telling you they're going to molest your wife. They're telling you they're going to take everything you own. They're telling you they're going to turn you into a human hamburger. It's COVID. Guy, pay attention. Wake up to the spiritual battle around you.
Okay.
Bob,
I want to get your reaction before we run out of time. I want to get your reaction to the pending railroad strike, which really, by the time we air this recording, it'll be one day past the deadline. So what do you think about this railroad strike? You know, 62% of all food's transported by rail.
Well, that's just a small picture, Dave. How's coal transported?
Yeah, same thing. You're right. Same thing.
How's fuel transported?
Mm-hmm, same thing.
They don't fly gasoline around the world in airplanes. It's done in tankers, and it moves across this country in rail and in tractor trailers. And the major transportation is rail in Knoxville, Tennessee. They have a huge fuel distribution plant up there where all the gasoline from all this immediate area comes. It goes into Knoxville, and the tractor trailers pick it up there and distribute it all around. And Knoxville does a pretty good job. They understand the importance of that, and they try to protect it pretty well. So it's not just food. I mean, what happens when the oil doesn't flow, Dave? What happens when the fertilizer? How does fertilizer get to A to B? Railroad. So you say it's 28%. Well, how long before the fuel and the fertilizer don't show up before it? 28, 38, 48, 58, 68, 78%. This is why I tell people to, you know, start growing your own gardens. Get food now. Buy it now. Because I absolutely tell you, this is their goal. And I'm not, I don't have a crystal ball on my desk. I have a cup of coffee, but that's about it, and some computers. I don't have a crystal ball, but they're saying it. They're telling you they're going to use food to coerce you. I mean, it's like my enemy telling me, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at this location, we're going to drop a big bomb. So what do? I want to go there and watch it. That's what they're doing, and that's what we do. We want to watch it.
Bob, they've already done that. It's called food processing plants, over which 100 have been destroyed since Biden's come into power. Yeah. And we're just supposed to believe these are acts of God.
Yeah. And all the while, the Republicans, we need to kill them. Fentanyl is flooding into our country by the railroad load full, excuse me. But that's what it is. I mean, railroad loads of fentanyl come into our country. Our borders are open, so crime, drugs, sex, human trafficking, invasion, it's all flooding into our country. Inflation, you know, they want to say they tamed it, but it's not tamed. Is that, Dave? You know, I was looking. You know, we've been at DEFCON 2, not like in the Korean War DEFCON, but parts of the military have been gone to DEFCON 2 multiple times in the last few years. I mean, DEFCON 1 is kind of like when the missiles are in the air. So we've been right there. Out of DEFCON 1 to 5, we've gone to DEFCON 2. We have shortages. Our electrical grid is failing. You know, we're not going to have gasoline. This drives me insane that people buy this and we allow them to do it. We allow these crone elected demon possessed people to say these things. We're going to stop making gasoline cars. You can only have an electric car, but you can't charge it. I mean, and then I see people with generators in their trunks of their electric cars so they can charge their car, and it needs gasoline from the generator. I mean, it's like this is insanity.
Yeah.
You know, so we see this whole collapse happening, and what we don't recognize it. Excuse me, I've had a little cold. As we see this happen, the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be on its knees praying that God would send an awakening to this nation. We need to be awakened. We're asleep. You know, even at the end of the age, all the virgins were asleep, Dave. You know, they were. All 10 were asleep. And when the call came out, they all woke up, but 5 were ready, 5 weren't. And that's a great metaphor for our time. You know, when the call comes, are you going to be wake up and say, whoa, those people over there, those other 5 other virgins, they have some stuff I need. Give me some of your stuff. Nope, not giving it to you. I don't have enough. I mean, you know, we need to be called out of our slumber. We need to wake up. Now we need to be ready. We need to be praying that God would have mercy on this nation. We don't deserve it. We deserve his judgment, but we need to be praying that God would send mercy on this nation and send revival. Because, Dave, again, our days are numbered in months right now.
It's not enough, though, Bob. It's not enough. God is not going to help a nation that stays stuck in its hedonism. God is not going to reward a nation that kills tens of millions of its own babies. God is not going to reward hedonism. And it's up to us to take some initiative. We just can't sit on our excuses and expect God to do the rest. We have to show
faith. And I agree with
that.
Let
me finish my point, Bob.
Prayer is where it begins. It has to start there, Dave. It has to start with me, because if I study the history of great revivals, it usually starts with one person, and that one person gets their Isaiah. Lord, I live in a land of unclean people. You know, gross darkness is upon the people, and the Lord said, "Send me, Lord." And Isaiah confesses his sin. I live in a land of unclean people. My lips are unclean. And yet he prays and asks God to send a coal from the altar, a purifying coal, and put it on his mouth so that he can preach the truth. just, you know, that's why they're so scared of people that are doing it. I mean, Donald Trump's not, he's not the best thing since Coca-Cola, but they are scared to death of him because he tells the truth about them. He exposes them. They are so frightened of this one man. They're so frightened of Mike Lindell. They're so frightened of anybody who comes out and starts speaking the truth. And that's what we need to do. And yet, Dave, you know, and I know most Americans are complacent. I don't want to say anything because I might lose my job. I don't want to say anything because people might not like me. We're just a nation of cowards. And what did a nation of cowards get? They get slavery. That's what we're getting. I always wondered what the mechanism was between when the children of Israel, I mean, you know, the went into the nation of Egypt as 12. You know, Joseph's family came in as 12. And when they multiplied into a large population where they occupied the whole land of Goshen, there was a transition from when they were welcomed and honored and blessed and all that Pharaoh gave them, favored people status, to where, you know, hey, build, make bricks. Go get your mud and go get your straw, Bob, and hay and bake your own bricks.
Bob,
there was a transition there.
You're highlighting my point. And I'm telling you right now, the audience that's listening, if you think you just sit down and say a little prayer and you're done, you're wrong. Okay? Faith without works is not worth very much in this situation. You need to get out and do your part. Let me tell you what I told the YouTube people to do. You know, I have about 200,000 subscribers, and I told them, all you have to do is send 2 emails or make 2 phone calls a day to a government official at any level expressing your feelings. I said, that generates 400,000 contacts just from my base alone, just my base only. I said, imagine if 100 people in this situation who have a show could do something like this, the response would be overwhelming in terms of us slowing this down, because they don't want the light on them, and they have shown that when the light's shown on them, they will slow down. There's something else I want to get your reaction to, though, and we skipped over it when I mentioned it, and that's what's going on in California with reparations and the creation of segregated schools based on race.
Well, I mean, Dave, look, it's just circling back around. You know, the very people who were injured through slavery, it's horrible. Their answer is to enslave those that enslave them. And it just becomes circular. You know, you killed some of my family members, so I'm going to go kill some of your family members. And then when those family members are killed, I'm going to go back and kill some more of your family members. Because you killed some more of my family members, I'm going to go kill some more of your family. It never ends. And this is the lunacy of satanic thinking. That instead of saying, you know, grievances have been done, you know, Davey, you and I have a falling out, but we go to each other and we say, Bob, I was wrong. And I say, Dave, I was wrong too. Let's come together. Let's let the Lord bind the wounds. Let's let him heal and restore. I've had that happen to me before, where there's been a falling out of fellowship. You know, the friendship turns bad, but you go as humble. And you go and you say, we've made mistakes. Let's forgive each other. Let's go on. Let's press on. The greater good is served by us forgiving each other. The greater good of the country is served by us forgiving each other. The greater good of humanity is served. Our families are served. I lead the example of forgiveness. My sons have seen, my wife and I fight before. And you know what they've seen? We come together and hug and say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Bob, again, we're back to let's give it to the Lord and let him do all the work. And that's
No. It takes my effort.
There you go.
It's easy to go down the road of hate. And that's what we see this Ohio senator doing, going down the road of hate. Kill him. Let's kill him. His mind version of Mein Kampf.
We are called to resist evil.
Absolutely.
And we are not we are not resisting adequately.
And I totally agree with you. We're fighting a completely wrong battle. But I will say this, yes, we need to be in the streets. We need to peacefully be in the streets. I don't want them to Donald Trump me. We need to peacefully be in the streets. But we need to go. When I call my congressmen or my senators or my local people, I need to pray and say, and I need to earnestly pray, fast and pray, and say, Lord, make my words your sword. And then call and do what God leads me to do, to hold his truth up high. And see, it's a partnership almost between God and us, that he agrees to impart unto us his power if we pray, but we, again, then we just can't sit down and say, Lord, you know, I know a flood's coming, Lord, but, you know, I'm just going to
I look at it a little differently, and I want to say it again, okay? God's power is there for the taking. We have most of this country sitting on their fat you-know-whats, not willing to do their part.
And Dave, I agree with you.
And here's the bottom line in all this, Bob. The time for peaceful protest is over. The time for disobeying their laws has begun. The time for civil disobedience has begun. If this system is going to be turned against us, then we need to say we're not in your system anymore. And this is what I'm calling for secession until we can get these people gone. It's time. And I'm not the only voice that's saying this now, but when they can pull you off the street and take your phone because you're a political opponent, that's not a system I'm willing to live in. When they can do all the other things they're doing to people, they're keeping cancer patients from the J6 times. 69-year-old lady is going to die because she can't get her cancer medication. One other guy is close to death because they denied him for 8 months. Okay, I'm not willing to be part of that system, Bob.
Dave, I agree. I think the role Martin Luther King played in this is say, I'm just not going to obey anymore. You know, I'm not going to be violent. I'm not going to go get my AR-15 and shoot people. I'm not going to do that. But I am. We need to have a concerted effort in this country. The 81 million people plus, I think it's more than that, just say no.
Bob, it's probably, when you look at a third of Democrats that want Biden impeached, and Biden is just the beginning of this movement. They haven't even consolidated power yet. So you got a third of the Democrats that have called for the impeachment of Joe Biden, according to the polls. Okay, you're talking, we're upwards now 130, 140 million people.
And that's what we need to do is say no more. We're not tolerating.
That's where I'm going with this. No, yes. But the thing is people want to listen to talk radio like this, and they don't want to do anything. I can't even get people to make two contacts a day to save their country. And that's not enough. But it's at least getting people moving.
How much do you charge, Dave? You know, it's this. Jamie Walden runs a camp up in Colorado, okay? He was just down here for this class he had. He said unbelievable amounts of Christian people show up at his place because it's like a campground, like a, you know, KOA campground, but it's a Christian one. Hey, brother, how you doing? I want to spend the night here. I want to use your electricity, use your water, use your facilities, and I'm not going to give you anything. That's the norm. That's the norm. We won't support those. Dave, you should have 10 times as many supporters. We'll go to Amazon and buy stuff, but we won't support you, me, whoever else is selling things. We won't do that. I mean, we need to really, like I said, It all starts with prayer. Political Sermons of the Founding Era. I love those two volumes. You can get them, buy them, and read them. They're sermons that inspired the American Revolution. But it did take people to say, no, we're not listening to King George anymore. King George is out of touch with reality.
It also took a revolution. And yes. I'm not to the point where I'm going to say our life is at stake and we've got to resist. But we're approaching that point. Bob, forget the 87,000. That's minuscule compared to what they're doing. That's minuscule. And I understand. And besides, they're going to be Gestapo anyway because they're not subject to posse comitatus. Mark my words on that one. But Bob, the bottom line is this, and it's what I've said, is that we are not being assertive in our faith. It's not enough to sit down and pray, oh, God, God, please change this. No, no, no. Yes, God, give me the tools of which I can change this with your blessing.
With you.
That's what needs to happen. So it's not a matter of just sitting down and praying. It's a matter, getting. And I'll tell you another thing, too. Leave your damn church. Seriously, I've left a church. You know why I left a church? Because they had a pastor stand up and say, Romans 13, you know, he may not be God's man who's ruling over your country, but he's God's choice. So you must do what he says. So wait a minute, pastor, you telling me that I'm going to break my Christian faith because of Romans 13? I don't think so. But see, that
Christians
person doesn't deserve to have anyone in his church. And stop.
Christians in Nazi Germany said that.
Yeah, that's,
he might not be God's man, but we have to obey the government. Speaking of Hitler,
it's Nazi. I agree. It's Nazism. I totally agree with you. And this
I
is.
I mean, you know, we got to obey the leader. And you know, but you know, the leader wants to kill all these Jews and he wants to kill all these people. Yeah. He wants to take peace on the earth. Well, we got to, you know, obey him. No, it goes back to the scripture. Yes, it all starts with earnest prayer, repentance, and prayer. That's where Isaiah started. But then he said, "Lord, here I am. Send me." That's the part you're talking about, and that's the part. I don't think we're doing either. I don't think that there's people in this country that are earnestly fasting and praying for our nation, that God would inspire men and women to stand up and say, no more. And then, Lord, here am I. Send me. Send me, Lord. And not that I sit there and just pray all day long. Faith without works is dead. I agree with you totally. And we need a nation of men and women saying, Lord, here I am, send me. You might be in the school system. I'm not teaching this crap anymore. I'm not going along with this program anymore. You know, you might, and there are, I guess, people in the FBI right now that are saying, you know, that are whistleblowers. I'm not going along with this anymore. We need a nation, because I think good people are in every institution. There needs to stand up and say, I'm not going along with this Hitlerist program anymore. I'm not tolerating it. People in the schools, I'm not going to let them teach that my children can cut themselves penises off and become girls. I'm not going to go along with it anymore. And that's what when we seek and go before God in prayer and he infuses us with power, infuses us with boldness, then we take it to the streets. And that's the model I'm suggesting. And I think that's what Martin Luther King did. And that's why he was so effective at what he did, you know, in changing a nation who viewed black people less than human. And all of a sudden, the nation's conscience was pricked and people started to change. And we saw a revolution towards accepting, you know, African-based people as equal in, you know, citizens in every way.
No, that's not. Bob, that's not. Let me back up here and say this. Onward Christian Soldiers simply means you're a Christian, you've prayed for God's judgment, not judgment, but God's blessing, and you go out and you do your job. And I'm sick of doing the job of Americans who will not do anything. You should be sick of doing this, but here's the handicap we have. The real fly in the ointment here, as I see it, it's not all the things that Biden is doing. It's what the church isn't doing. The church in America is dead, and most of your pastors are worthless. Most of them, a lot of them, belong to the clergy response team, which means they work for this tyranny. So your church is dead, and this is why I've called on people. You're better off forming small Bible studies on your own and beginning your own small church than you are to give a dime to these flipping pastors that don't care about you. They just want you to support their standard of living.
And we're all on the same sheet of music here. We are. And I think we're both defining the same coin in the two sides of that coin. And both of them are equally as important. Lord, I live in a land of unclean people. My lips are unclean. Give me a clean tongue to speak, Lord. And then here am I. Send me, Lord. We need that. And that's what we need to be emboldened by, because there is a satanic darkness that is coming on this planet. And I'm telling you what, United States has the potential to become the largest mass killer of humanity that has ever existed. We have the potential to make Soviet Stalin, Nazi Germany, Mao Zedong look minor. Because the technology and the ability we have to control the means of living is in the hands of a select few. They're already telling you they want to turn you into Soylent Green food. And, you know, you can sit by and watch them pick people off piece by piece. Like you said, you know, when they came for the Jews, they did nothing. When they came for the Catholics, they did nothing. When they came for the homosexuals, they did nothing. When they came for me, there was no one left to do anything. That's what's going on right now. And we're thinking, you know, what Winston Churchill said, you know, cowardice is defined by I want to be in the back of the line with the alligator eating people, because I'll just get eaten last. And that's what a majority of Americans think right now. I'll just get in the back of the line. That way, you know, the alligator will eat all these other people first. You can be there if you want, but in the end, you're going to get eaten by the alligator. It's the time right now that we stand up and say, you know, we own this country. This country is for the people, by the people, of the people's will, and you no longer represent the will of the people. You no longer represent the will of the people. Yeah. You'll cheat an election. I mean, they say they don't cheat, but did Hillary Clinton kind of cheat Bernie Sanders out of the election, and it was proven that she did? Did she cheat?
Stanford University study did.
Cheating
yep.
an election?
Yep, Stanford University proved that. Wherever there were voting machines, Bob, Hillary Clinton won that primary and defied the exit polling that was taking place. So, yes, you're right.
Of course.
But she claimed, oh, Trump stole the election in 2016, but Mike Lindell gets his cell phone stolen by the FBI yesterday because he dares to say the same thing. I'm sick of it. And we need, see, here's the thing. We live under the consent of the governed. Today, Dave Hodges withdraws his consent.
And I will say this, I withdraw my consent for anything that is extra constitutional. I recognize government has a valid place. I recognize law enforcement has a valid place. I recognize the 17 enumerated powers given to the government by the Constitution. But anything else other than that, I do not consent to it.
Yeah, Bob.
I do not
Bob,
consent
I,
to your tyranny.
I have one thing to say, though. I will not sit here and piecemeal what Biden is doing, and I won't judge whether it's constitutional or unconstitutional, because he is satanic, his son is satanic, they're both pedophiles, they're both criminals, they both have exploited women, they both are guilty of incest. I could go on and on with this. They are of Satan, they are of
it.
Satan, and I reject everything that they do. Now,
I agree with you on that. I totally agree. I'm saying good government has a responsibility in a good country. But when the government goes outside of what the Constitution gives them the ability to do, I withhold my consent. I don't consent to 87,000 soldiers coming with armed that have to sign a statement I'm willing to kill Americans. I don't consent to that. I don't consent. You know, the largest expenditure American families have today is taxes. But when you take all the taxes into, it's the largest expense a family has, more than your home. Federal, state, local, gas tax, excise tax, all those taxes, it's the largest expense a family has. Who consented to that? To let the government steal 6 months of your life every year so that they put a chain and ball on you and they say, unless you smash those rocks over there for us, we're going to shoot you. Who consented to that? No one. No one.
You just said that very well, because it is when they tell the IRS agents you must be willing to kill Americans, they're basically saying any financial resistance is an offense, guilty and worthy of capital means. And that means they're going to execute you. Bob, I know you've got to go, but before you go, and ladies and gentlemen, don't leave, because I'll be back with some more comments. But Bob has to depart early today. But Bob, tell people about ready-made resources quickly, how they can get a hold of you and how you can help them.
Well, we have a special going on right now with the thermal units, Trigicon thermal units. We're giving away an Arcticus space blanket, and this is a very heavy-duty Mylar blanket that'll hide your thermal signature. You can make a tent out of it. You can put it over a tent. You can do all kinds of things with it, because I'm telling you, if you're out in the woods and out there people are looking, your thermal signature is going to be seen. You know, glass hides thermal real well, so you can't see through glass with thermal. But we're going to give a free Arcticus blanket, and it's a very, very nice piece of thing. Like I say, you can make a tent out of it. You can put it over a tent that hides your thermal signature. Any purchase of any Trigicon night vision, you get one free. Believe me, it's really a nice piece of equipment to carry with you. And they can get in touch with me at readymaderesources.com. 800-627-3809. I think after today's program, Dave, I mean, you know, we're all on the radar, but it's like you said, we're tired of these people imposing, you know, draconian mandates on us that they don't live to themselves. And, you know, with the digital currency coming and all that's happening, the ability to prepare is quickly closing. You're not going to be able to do it anymore. So any Trigicon unit somebody buys, we're going to include this Arcticus space blanket. It's 9.5 feet by 12 feet, so it's a fairly good size piece that you can carry with you and make a good shield from thermal people trying to see you. Anyhow,
that's cool. 860.
That's awesome. Yeah, it really does a very good job. Trust me.
I'm sorry. Give that number out again.
800-627-3809.
Okay. Well, Bob.
And I'll just give you one more hint. When you use a thermal blanket like that, don't put it directly on yourself. Hold it up off the ground so it's not coming in direct contact with your body. And that they're almost, you know, really, you become invisible to a thermal imager.
That's awesome. That is awesome. That kind of negates them being able to find you anytime, anywhere. Well,
are those helicopters or anybody else with thermal units looking for you? It really does a very good job of hiding you.
That's a good bug out defense. You may be hearing from the Hodges family on this one, ladies and gentlemen.
It's amazing how it works.
Bob has to run, but I will be back in just a second here to have some final thoughts, and you're going to want to hear what I have to say. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Welcome back. Glad you stayed with us. And our thanks go out to Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources, as in readymaderesources.com. And lively discussion. And I want to expand on some things I had to say, because it's time we had a frank talk. I am decidedly a Christian. This show is decidedly Christian. But I will say this. The vast majority of your pastors and your churches are not. If they embrace non-biblical behavior as a matter of lifestyle choice, you're in the wrong church. And some of it's done through denominational governance, then you're in the wrong church. Seriously, you need to go. The second thing I wanted to talk about was you need to ask your pastor directly, are you a member, or is any member of your staff on the clergy response team? This was created by NOVAD under Obama. Did you hear what I said? Under Obama. And their job, according to Pastor Walter Mansfield, who was one of the first ever recruited, and we did a telephonic interview and I subsequently wrote articles about it. But Walter said that he was told that, his job was to keep prisoners in these concentration camps quiet and calm and manageable. But he could not invoke the word of the Lord nor read from the Bible, because Christianity had done so much damage through history. Well, I wish I was making this up, but it's true. And this is the role of DHS under a Democratic leadership towards the church. And we have that today. And if your pastor is not actively confronting, give you an example, not actively confronting the cult of baby killing, then it's time to leave that church. It's time to confront that pastor publicly, and then it's time to find another church home. And I said this during the show with Bob. I said, it's really important, and it's much better off for you to have home worship with a few neighbors than it is for you to go to a church where they're not true Bible-believing, where 501c3 is their baseline of how far they'll carry the truth. And that is something I have felt strongly about for years, and yet people still go to church. And why is church attendance dropping off? I agree with Bob. COVID is a joke of a reason. In fact, actually, the crisis of the lockdowns, the economic chaos that ensued, should have been reasons in a crisis to lead people to the faith. But people are saying with their actions, your church is not meeting my spiritual needs. And I agree, they're not. The vast majority of churches and pastors in this country are not meeting the needs of their flock. Oh, they give communion, which you should take when you're there. They'll have you pray in the Lord's name. But when's the last time they talked about the evil of abortion? We're talking baby killing. We're talking in California where they want to kill a baby 1 week after it's born. That's right. Check it out. This is what Newsom is proposing. 1 week after it's born, they want to put a baby to death. These people are insane. If these women would just carry their babies out to term, there's no one that wouldn't take them. You can leave them at most fire stations and not face prosecution as long as you leave it, within the care of people who know that a baby is there. The government makes it so easy at the local level to abandon your baby and do it legally. But instead, no, we've turned into a culture of killers. What is it? 72 million estimated babies. And now we want to kill them after they're born. And don't even get me started on what we inject into these babies when they're young. But this is a cult of depopulation. This is satanic. The Bible says there would be no one left alive if Jesus did not return. This is the path that we're on. It's time we wake up and realize it. And I meant what I said in the show, that we now are supposed to be ruling by the consent of the governed. Well, I withdraw my consent because I won't be ruled by satanic creatures that make extra constitutional rules. It's that simple. I say no. And I would encourage all of you to say no. Well, I'm not going to break any laws. I'm just not going to obey the new ones they pass, which are extra constitutional. It's that simple. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to get that off my chest. I'm still more of a Christian than I ever was. I just won't be a Christian under a pastor who's not a Christian himself. And you need to make those same choices. Thanks for joining us. This is Tough Stuff. We live in hard times. God be with you. God bless all of you.